With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. Rezoning of an area to accommodate construction of co-op housing topped the latest meeting of Region of Queens Council. No one spoke in favor or against the proposed multi-unit co-op development at a public hearing ahead of Tuesday's council meeting. Council then approved the rezoning to allow the construction in the Lawrence Street, Amherst Street part of Liverpool. Also receiving council approval was a request from the Medway Head Lighthouse Society to allow liquor to be served at the opening night of their annual art show. Council then approved the $314,000 plus HST purchase of a front-end loader for the Queens Solid Waste Facility. The purchase came in over $70,000 less than the budgeted amount of $385,000 plus HST. Next up was the appointment of Miles Harlow as fire inspector for the municipality. Harlow is a building inspector for the region and will continue in that role as he takes on the responsibilities of fire inspector alongside the municipality's current sole fire inspector, Tim Clattenburg. In the discussion portion of the meeting, a question was asked during the council implementation report as to what progress is being made to sell off some of the region's surplus properties. Planning staff had been tasked with developing a policy for the equitable sale of surplus lands, but say there hasn't been time. They are processing a high number of permits, which need to take priority over the policy development. Next, council tasked staff with cleaning up graffiti on municipally owned property in Port Mattoon. The first quarter financial review continues to show high deed transfer tax payments. The deed transfer tax puts 1.5% from the sale of any property in Queens into municipal coffers. Staff had predicted $720,000 in tax revenue for the entire year, but has taken in $321,000 in just the first 3 months of the year, almost half of what they're expecting for all of the 2023-24 budget season. Finally, council is looking at installing security cameras in the recreation areas at Queen's Place after vandals have been leaving broken glass and graffiti throughout the campus. Staff will explore options and bring a report back to council at the next meeting that will outline possible solutions and costs. The next council meeting will be held in council chambers on September 12th, beginning at 9 a.m. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.